So according to Yoruba tradition, a young person quoting proverbs in the presence of adults must do so humbly and respectfully. Therefore, in line with tradition, I humbly crave the indulgence of my parents and elders before going ahead with this episode. Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. I'm your host, Bidemi Olumide. Ekabosori Abala Kefa Eto Owe Yoruba Urukomini Bidemi Olumide. On this episode, I'll be analyzing 5 Yoruba proverbs that describe concepts such as self-assessment, minding your own business, peer pressure, making assumptions, and living on past glory. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. So the first proverb I have here is Aki ni okonjua kamo ara ile eni ni nsofuni. One does not know that one has covetousness. It is one's relative who informs one. So Aki ni okonjua kamo ara ile eni ni nsofuni. You don't know that you have covetousness unless a close member of your family or a close friend informs you. So usually, only those who are close to us can recognize our flaws and then alert us to them. So this proverb is basically describing the fact that self-assessment usually comes based on some initial feedback that we get from people close to us. In most cases, that's usually how it happens. Aki ni okonjua kamo ara ile eni ni nsofuni. One does not know that one has covetousness. It is one's relative or close family member who informs one. So the second proverb is Aki pe iyawo ko kan alarina. One does not call the wife and also involve the go-between. So basically saying people should mind their own business, because in Yoruba culture, usually when someone meets someone else and they decide to date and then get married, that usually starts with a go-between. They call them alarina. So like a matchmaker, basically. So when you're now married to your wife or your husband and you want to call your spouse, you don't involve the go-between, because the work of the go-between stops basically after the first meeting. So you don't involve someone else in matters that are supposed to be private and confidential between you and your partner, you and your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, and so on. Aki pe iyawo ko kan alarina. One does not call the wife or husband and also involve the go-between. The third proverb I have here is Aki pelu obo jako. One does not join a monkey in roaming the bush. So basically saying, do not join other people in their madness. Don't be influenced by peer pressure. If others are doing something stupid and crazy, do not join them in doing something stupid and crazy. Aki pelu obo jako. One does not join a monkey in roaming the bush. So the fourth proverb I have here is Aki siwaju elede pede. So in Yoruba language, there's something called ede. So basically saying it's a numbering system. So edegbeta is, I think, 70. Edegberin is 90. Edegbefa is 110, and so on. So if someone is saying ede, you don't know which ede they want to say. So you don't finish the sentence for them, because they could be trying to say 90 and you jump and say 70. So basically saying, do not presume to know what someone else intends to say. So Aki siwaju elede pede. One does not conclude for the person saying ede, because it could be a number of things that they are trying to refer to. So don't try to presume that you know what they are trying to refer to. And the final proverb for this episode is Aki yago fun mogun eshinri. One does not get out of the way for someone who says, quote, I used to ride a horse. In other words, people should not expect to live on past glory. So if someone who is on a horse that you can physically see riding a horse, you don't even need anyone to tell you to leave the way, because the horse can kick you, trample you, and so on. But if you see someone walking on their 2 feet saying, oh yeah, I used to ride a horse, so you should make way for me. No, this person is literally on their 2 feet just as you, so there's no reason for you to leave the way for them. On the other hand, no one would tell you to leave the way for someone who is currently on a horse. In other words, People should not expect to live on past glory. You should strive to have some kind of ongoing success, ongoing glory, basically, for people to recognize and to not just live on past glory. So that's all I have for this episode 6 of the Yoruba Proverbs podcast. Thanks for listening. The Yoruba Proverbs podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowele Productions. Audio engineering and graphic design by Bidemi Ologunde. Senior producer, Bidemi Ologunde. Executive producers, Olufolani Ologunde and Tobiloba Ologunde. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Yoruba Proverbs podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bidemi@bidemiologunde.com. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if you find it valuable and your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.